5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
I see assholes like you every day.
James Brayshaw.
Every day.
Billy Brownless.
Is this moron number one?
Oh, I've had enough of I'm stuffed.
Put moron number two on the phone.
Is that why I'm here tonight? To actually give something?
What the hell is wrong with you two?
Listening to the Rush Hour.
Triple M. I feel good.
Oh, wowee. Let me tell you, what a huge day in sport in Melbourne. We, of course, have the Australian Open. 9 Aussies in contention and playing today. And also the Super Bowl 55. And I've got a special guest, a very, very special guest to talk about Super Bowl 55, where the Buccaneers had a bucking good day, let me tell you. But first of all, I must welcome our special guest, and it is a great privilege, even great honour, to sit in the studio with this man and have two big forwards, and it's welcome back to Triple M, the one and only Nick Revolt.
Thank you, Billy. You can push me out to the flank. The goal square is all yours, Bill, but it is great to be back on the M's after a bit of a hiatus.
Yes.
Back here where it all started for me, back in the gospel days when I was on the air with my childhood hero, Jason Dunstall.
Oh, wow.
Had the Chiefs poster up on my wall. And
well, he's back at Triple M also.
Back as well. Yeah. We were a package deal. We've come across together from do a bit of work at Fox Footy together, of course. So great to be back doing a few games this year, a handful of games. And good to see you, Bill.
Yeah, great to see you. Actually looking good, isn't he, Rabsy?
Very good.
Wow.
You too, Bill.
Reps?
Oh, you've consistently done that, the Chief, every time that he sat here on a Hawthorn game. Are you tipping them tonight, Chief? Do you think they're...
Oh, no. Look at him.
I have tipped them tonight.
Is that why I'm here tonight? To actually give something?
Yeah, absolutely.
Rui, that is exactly why you're here.
And that's why they're a package deal. Because when Chief cracks it,
you come good.
That's right. Well, you know, good cop, bad cop.
Big news at Triple M. Jason Dunstall, Nick Revolt joined Triple M Footy. Ewan Giles, who's our footy man, old chubby, he said, Nick's cutting analyst and sharp mind. And sharp mind will add plenty to Triple M Footy. Shame his broad shoulders and good looks will be wasted on radio. You ask me. He looks like an alpaca. Don't
I was waiting for it.
We got it down the road. So how you been? How's your summer? Before we get into awesome sport, but
great
how?
Summer. Yeah, great good. Summer. Yeah, we skipped out. We got on the spirit. Have you ever got on the Spirit of Tassie?
No,
and it's actually moving down your way, down to Geelong.
I've seen
but we loaded up the car. We look like the Griswolds.
Yes.
The roof racks, the surfboards on the top. Don't surf, but you look cool when you've got the surfboards on the top. You look like you mean business. And we went down to Tassie for a month, so great for the kids to be able to get away, beach, fishing. You don't think of Tassie having necessarily great beaches. But amazing beaches down there, fishing.
Where?
What are you, the East Coast, the whole thing, Bill. That's got a moat
it's
around
freezing.
Tasmania. Not too bad in summer.
Yeah.
And great for the kids. No devices, no streaming. It was just beautiful, real time with the boys. They loved it.
You don't get the spirit, but you've been to Tassie a few times. You love Tassie.
I love Tassie. I go to Hobart, Salamanca place. I just stay around the brick.
Yes.
And a couple of
night
spots.
It's a few little happening spots down around there, Bill.
There is. Yeah, we like the Salamanca place. Mm. I get down there with Brother Blair, who went to the Hobart Cup yesterday. It was, of course.
Public holiday down there today. So Blair played with...
Clarence.
With my uncle.
Yes.
And I'm not sure whether he played with the old man, but Dad and his three brothers, they all played at Clarence. Chris, Jack's dad, who plays at the Tigers, he had the games record there at Clarence for a while till Scotty Wade... broke his record.
Well, Blair played, I reckon, with Jack's dad.
Yeah, that's right.
He's a tough-looking
tough-looking man.
Yeah.
A bit like you, but a bit softy off the field.
Hey, we've got some more sport. We've got to get through this.
Now on Triple M's Rush Hour.
Jim, our listeners do like hearing about other sports other than golf, football and cricket, you flog.
It's Billy's All Sports Report.
Yes, indeed, Super Bowl 55. Well done to the Bucks. We'll talk about them shortly because you're all over this.
Yeah, Tom, terrific.
It was indeed. But a bit of NBL. Well done to Melbourne, of course, Melbourne United, who won. They're going well. Chris Golding, our man, has hurt his calf, Rabsy.
Not good.
No,
it's an old man injury, that one.
It is. Yeah, exactly right. And South East Melbourne Phoenix defeated the Hawks, who were undefeated. So both Melbourne sides have had a win there. Do you like your cricket?
Love my cricket. Love my cricket. What do you got for me?
Well, the BBL final. Did you watch that at the SCG?
I did watch that. Amazing. Yeah. Amazing. Dan Christian, if you want to win a title, just go out and get him on your team because you just about guarantee it.
Would you get him in the footy then? Just draft him.
Just put him on the list.
Apparently all season he walked around training saying, old blokes win shit. And they did.
Is that what he said?
That was his quote. Old blokes win shit.
That's a good
quote. And they won. Yeah.
You go with that today, Bill.
Yeah. But James Vince was outstanding. He smashed 95. He was very, very good. Well done to him. But you picked up on this, Nick Riebold, and I was very happy with you did, because remember the name, Kyle Mathers. Now tell us who Kyle...
Remember the name!
Kyle Mathers. Who is he?
Kyle Mayers is his name. He played his first test match for the West Indies.
I've forgotten his name.
You remember the name. Yeah. We'll get it right. The West Indies have chased down 395 to win in the last inning. So that is very rarely done. Fifth highest chase in test history. Yep. He scored a double ton.
210 not out.
In his first test match.
In his first test match, 24s, 7 sixes. His batting average in first class cricket is 29. Like, you could make 29. You could average 29 reps. And he's come out in his first test match and made 210. That is unbelievable.
Phenomenal.
So well done to Kyle. And remember the name.
Is that it? Your sports wrap's
done? That's it, because we've got to talk to Nick. He wants to talk Super Bowl.
Well, this is Nick's first segment on Triple M in a few years, and you've given him three almighty cock-ups already. Super Bowl chat next. It's the Rush Hour with Rui and Billy on Triple M. Nick Riebold, Billy Brownless, this is Triple M's Rush Hour, and Super Bowl 55 is over, and this is what happened.
One more snap. Would you have guessed when this impossible season was trying to launch that you'd get it all in, you'd get to Tampa, and when the Super Bowl ended, the ball would be in the hands of Tom Brady? The Tampa Bay Buccaneers have a second Super Bowl title in franchise history.
And Tom Brady doesn't pass the torch quite yet to Mahomes, does he? No.
You're looking at the greatest right there.
There it is, of course. Well done to the Buccaneers. A really, really good win. And you are all over it because you are a Aussie-American.
Well, my wife's an American. My kids have got American passports. So by association, I guess, Bill. But the debate's over now. Right. So everyone wants to have the GOAT debate.
They do.
So, you know, LeBron and Michael Jordan, Wayne Carey and Lee Matthews, but they never played against each other. So
Nathan Lyon and Shane Warne. Yeah, Shane Warne's still the GOAT
that's
there.
Sacrilegious, Bill. That's sacrilegious.
I'm with you.
Yeah.
But Shane. It was.
But we had today, we had Brady and Mahomes. So the GOAT, or the apparent GOAT as it stood, up against the heir apparent. So could Mahomes knock Brady off and then go on to win another four? And this was going to be the point of reference, for both of those guys. But he's 43, Bill, Tom Brady. Just wrap your head around that. 43, and he's gone and put on an absolute clinic today. He's smart. He stacked the deck entirely in his favour when he was picking a side after New England got rid of him last year, where he won six Super Bowl titles. So but a lot of people always said, he had the greatest coach of all time. So now he's gone, and he's won that divorce with the coach. He's won his seventh title. He is the undisputed king.
Fair enough, too. Is it true, in your 336 games at St Kilda and 18 or 19 years at the Saints?
17 at the Saints, yep.
You had a picture of Tom Brady in your locker.
Well, it's true, not the entire time, but as I started to get a little bit older, I had the picture up of Tom Brady.
Why?
Well, because the longevity is what I was trying to achieve. Now, I put the picture up and I might have got the tap on the shoulder the next year, Bill, so it didn't work for me too well. I'm only 38. He's gone on to 43 and he's still going, but he is a freak. How good do you think his life is, Bill? So he's married to Giselle.
Who's
he's married
a supermodel.
The Brazilian supermodel.
Yes.
He's just won his seventh Super Bowl title. What's he going to do tonight, do you think?
Well, see, he's married. That's his problem. It could be better. You could be separated, Nick. But no, apparently he won the MVP for the best on ground.
Yep.
But he wants to play till he's 45.
Yeah,
that's what he's saying.
It wouldn't surprise me, because he just looks like the type of bloke that they're going to have to drag him off the field kicking and screaming. And it wasn't just a win today.
Yeah.
It was a smashing.
Yeah, what happened? Because they weren't favourites, were they?
They weren't.
And Tampa Bay, the Buccaneers, did it the hard way too.
Yeah.
Tell the people Because they didn't finish on top or anything like that.
So if you're looking for a comparison, think the Western Bulldogs in 2016, if you're an AFL fan.
Yep.
They finished in seventh, so the Buccaneers were a wild card. So they didn't finish in the top four.
Yep.
So they had to travel. They beat Washington. They then had to go to New Orleans, who they'd lost to twice during the year.
Yep.
Like the Bulldogs had to go to Perth.
Yeah.
Then they had to go to Green Bay against Aaron Rodgers, the MVP, at Lambeau Field. They won that one, just like the Bulldogs had to go to GWS. And then they come up against the juggernaut, the scoring juggernaut of the Chiefs in the Super Bowl. Yeah. And they didn't score a touchdown, the Chiefs.
So Mahomes is the heir apparent. What happened to him?
The Bucs D, the Bucs defense, they just assaulted him all game. They terrorized him. So he never looked comfortable. He has great weapons that the opposition took away. So that the Bucs defensive unit should get as much credit as Tom Brady because they were brilliant.
Right. And what about at halftime, of course, and the ads? Because you've got a little device you can watch the ads. This is weekend at halftime. That's weekend. What did you think of them, Nick? Or him. Sorry. Yeah.
Well, interesting about the weekend. He tipped in 9 million of his own coin.
His own money.
Of his own money to have the platform and to have all the backing around it to pack a punch.
Wow.
I'd be
how
asking,
much he get paid
I'd
for
be asking for a refund, Bill. It was no good.
No good.
It was no good.
What
nine
about,
million, Bill?
That's a lot of that's a lot of money for me, Nick. Maybe not for you. Now, what about the ads? The ads, because we all love the ads. We don't see them over here, but you somehow saw them because you're a half yank.
Well, we were just streaming the ads, and it was a who's who. So we had Ashton Kutcher and Mila Kunis do an ad for Cheetos. The little, puffy things that you eat. Will Ferrell was the pick.
What was his ad?
He channeled a bit of his sort of Ron Burgundy, you know, old school type, you know, persona. And I don't even know what it was. It was something about Norway. It was something that Norway's coming. Some sort of
you're Norwegian,
carbon free type Norwegian.
Yeah,
no.
What is your background? Just a matter
German.
Of
German, Deutsch.
Oh, sure, it does much. Well, he looks Norwegian, doesn't he? And there was a streaker, wasn't there?
They've got a bit of bilingual happening on the M's. I love it.
It's not bilingual because you can't speak English.
There was a streaker, you're right.
Boy or girl?
Male variety. I think. I think it looked like a man. I don't know, but it looked like a man. They had a heap of gear on. That was the thing.
Oh, so
they
not
were
a...
trying to go sort of incognito. Oh, right. But you wonder how they were able to actually get onto the field with all the security around COVID, and that's a masterstroke.
Wasn't Hutchie, was it? Is he over there?
He's a regular.
He is. So well done to the Buccaneers. That is a good win at home. That would have been a little advantage.
Smaller crowds. Only 25,000 allowed in.
Yeah,
but this will settle the debate once and for all. Yep. Tom Brady, 7 Super Bowls. He now goes past, I think, the Pittsburgh Steelers and the Patriots as the most winning franchises in Super Bowl with 6. He's now got the 7 on out on his own.
Oh, Tom.
What a freak.
Tom.
He's a superstar. Hey, Davey Reynolds is going to be on the show soon, Bill. But up next, your quote of the day. I don't know how this is still here in the second week.
Because it's doubling popular. Down. You're going again.
Just sit there, Rui, and have a listen.
It's back, Bill.
Gather round to hear Wisdom Brownless. It's Billy's quote of the day.
Just coming out of a slumber. Hey, Rui, I don't know if you've heard this, but this is the quote of the day, and they're always very good.
A what?
Slumber. Right. Just get a pen and write this down, okay?
Okay, hold on. Give me a second. Wait, this is the second week of it.
Yes, yeah.
Right, so you're going again with it.
This is day 6.
Day 6, gotcha. Okay.
And this is on behalf of Tom Brady and maybe Dan Christian, who I think's been using this quote, and he's quoted me. So here it is. You ready? Old blokes win shit. What do you reckon, Ru?
I'll be back tomorrow. I'll stay tuned.
You were scribbling that down when I said it, weren't you?
What?
What was your original quote you're going to use?
Oh, if it's up to me, if it has to be, it's up to me. Which is probably better. Hey, I've got Dave Reynolds up next. Our man who's become a father.
Yes. He signed a 10-year deal last year as well.
And lasted one.
I'm going to chat to him next. Nick Rewalt, Billy Brownless, this is Triple M's Rush Hour, and for the first time this year, we're joined, Bill, by one of our favourites.
Since we last spoke to our next guest, a lot has changed. He's got a new car, a new team, and a new baby.
That's a miracle job.
In just under 3 weeks, he kicks off the new supercar season at Australia's most famous track.
Mount Palomarano.
Oh! Please welcome David Reynolds.
Ah, yes, our favourite V8 car driver here, Davey Reynolds. Good on you, mate. And congratulations on becoming a dad.
Oh, thanks, Bill. Thanks very much. It's a bit different, a bit weird, but yeah, it's like a horror movie I was watching when it's born. It's literally like a horror movie. I've never seen anything like it.
It is hard.
But I'll do it again. I'd be
worried if you had seen something like it, to be honest, if that was your first time around.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But well done, mate. How are you going with it all? You're sleeping? You're changing nappies?
Yeah, I'm going okay, thanks. Yeah, she's not sleeping that much, but I'm sleeping fantastically because I've got like two bedrooms set up and I sleep in the other room and she deals with all the mess.
That's the perfect setup, perfect. That, by the way. Yeah, hey, what about the name? The baby, the boy it is, Ryu.
Ryu, yeah. Did you ever play Street Fighter as a kid?
Street Fighter. I was going to say Street Fighter. Was that the inspiration?
Yes, it was. Yes. I know it sounds really bizarre, but I said it as a joke.
Yep.
And she kind of took to it and liked it and ran with it, so... Wow. My joke sort of backfired on me, and now I've got a son named after a joke.
So, Ryu Reynolds.
Ryu Reynolds.
Say it like seamlessly, Bill. Ryu. Okay.
Ryu. I just can't get over it. Hey, also, we celebrated last
year. Bill or Dave.
We celebrated last year, Davey, because you signed this very lucrative 10-year contract. It was unbelievable. Plenty of dollars. 10 years, never happened in the sport before. And after 1 year, you just... been given the earth.
Yeah, that's not exactly how it went down.
Yes.
I don't really know what to say. Yeah, obviously I've changed teams. I'm with Kelly Grove Racing now.
Yeah.
Still got Penrite as our main sponsor in our car, which is fantastic. It's good to have their support. But as far as the last contract goes, I can't really say much about it.
Fair enough. No, that's all right, mate. You've gone from Erebus to Kelly Grove Racing. And how's that? Are you settled in all right?
Mate, so far so good. Everyone's just very, very pleasant, very happy, very positive people, and they want to win races. So that's, you know, that's the first step.
Hey, Dave, I'm not your average rev head, so enlighten me. You've gone from the Commodore into a Ford Mustang. What is the actual difference when you're at that level in the actual performance of the car?
Oh, yeah, long, like, it's really, really hard to describe, but it's not so much Ford Holden anymore. Like when the Mustang first came in, it had a clear advantage, and the sport did a very good job to sort of mitigate their differences between the cars. So they're quite even now, but it's more team to team. So every team has their own philosophy and their own idea of how to build the cars and like setup wise. So it's more team to team related rather than Ford versus Holden. Right. If that makes sense.
Yeah. Hey, when do the supercars start, mate? End of February, is that right?
Yeah, our first race is I think the 24th of Feb at Bathurst 500, so it's not the Bathurst 1000 as we traditionally know, the two-driver race. It's a single-driver 500K race. So then Saturday we have 250Ks and Sunday we have 250Ks. So it's still 40-odd laps per day, which is quite a lot around there. But, yeah, it's going to be full-on.
Well, that's
great time to start.
Well, that's where you win, of course. You only win Bathurst, don't you?
Well, it's only one place to win, isn't it?
So and that's you, the grand final. But so there'll be two races at Bathurst this year. There'll be the 500 and the 1000, obviously.
Yes, correct, Bill. Yes.
Right.
We're still going back there in October as part of our endurance championship, which is only one race anymore. But yes.
So what's it look like at the moment for you, Dave? Clearly, you're dealing with a new baby and all of the. The difficulty that comes with that, but what's a pre-season look like, or an intro into the season for a race car driver?
So we had generally like we don't really do much testing. We get like 2 or 3 days a year at the most. We had a ride day last week, which is like you strap a passenger seat beside me, and I take people for rides in my real race car, and which that kind of acts like a pre-season pre-test, if you know what I mean.
Yep.
After that, I wrote down a whole list of things I'd like to fix or work on with the car. So that's kind of the entry into our year, I suppose. But as far as, like, you know, still trying to keep fit, still trying to keep the winning vibe going. And yeah, but the unfortunate part is we don't get to drive the actual cars much. So
we have to get Bill in there for a lap.
Oh. Well, I've offered many times. You always
come on, Bill.
Well, no, because I went in at once, and the bloke, I think it was John Bow, this was a while ago, kept looking across at me, right? And after about the third lap, he goes, "How f- heavy are you?" Right? And we're pre-recorded. Roo-roo shit himself.
Hold on, is this how we roll?
It's
been a few years. I didn't know. You know, we're progressive and all that, but I just didn't know whether that's how we sort of go.
Hopefully that's beeped.
We'll get beeped. And I said about 115 kilos. He said, "Yeah, I thought so," because he had to brake way, way earlier than he normally does. So I'm too scared to get in him.
Oh, Bill, you're a classic.
Anyway, Dave, good luck. Get back to Tahan, who's been very good to you. Look after the baby, and also good luck because you're our favourite. You know you are in here on the Rush Hour.
Love you all. Thanks very much.
Well done, Dave. Good luck, mate.
See you, mate. Cheers. Bye.
Now, this is your second of your new segments. We've already done the quote, which you...
Very good.
Stole?
Oh, yeah. No, I pinched. How many goals do you kick, Rui?
Seven... Oh, something.
Righto, that's all right.
What, more than you?
Yeah.
All right, well,
I was just wondering.
What were you going to roll with if it was less?
I just wondered because I only got 441, so yeah, no, seven.
Well,
1,100 between us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's right. I'll hit the opener, Bill.
Righto.
Nobody has their finger on the pulse quite like Billy Brownless.
Now, we're what are we doing?
This is the Rush Hours. What stories are trending today? Unusual.
718. Wow. It's not bad, Rui.
Thanks, Bill. 400 is all right, too.
Oh, it's not bad for only 100 games. Yeah. Average four. Now, trending all weekend this, Rui. This has been trending all weekend, and Rabsy knows about this, because last Friday I was going to get a lovely tailor-made driver, which is a Sim 2.
Right.
Sim 2. Magnificent. And we sent a Uber driver.
Unreleased.
No one's got it.
No longer one's got this driver. Yep.
Exactly right.
Just the sort of thing you need, Bill.
Exactly,
longer and straighter.
Yep. Exactly. Yeah. A lot longer and a lot straighter. Anyway, so we send, Triple M send an Uber driver out to Clayton, it was, to get the Sim 2. Uber driver picks it up. I reckon he has a good look at it. 10 minutes into his drive, cancels his trip.
No.
Cancels the trip, but also he deleted his Uber account.
Done.
So we can't track him. We're in here, people, because we're going to get a photo and put it up on the socials and all that.
So you track the little dot on the map, and it just,
boom, just went missing.
Yep.
So the driver and the driver went missing, right?
Unreal.
So anyway, it's been trending all weekend, and guess what? We still haven't found the driver or the driver, which is just unbelievable.
And no club.
No club. Oh, today, actually.
It's a replacement.
But Lucy drove in her own car, went out there and picked it up.
Once bitten, twice shy. We're not going to fall for the old Uber golf club.
Actually, I think TaylorMade dropped it off himself.
If it was an inside, any chance it was a little inside job?
Oh.
Who would you point?
Ethan.
Who would you point the finger at?
Ethan or Ewan, because they think they can play golf. It wouldn't have been inside. It's an Uber man. But it want to be all right, because then you can't drive for Uber ever again, I would have thought. So anyway, that's been trending all weekend. What have you got there, Ruboy?
Well, little risque, this one, Bill.
Oh, come on, be careful. Risque,
yeah, well, you know, you can rent houses, so you can go to Airbnb or whatever and just rent a house and for a weekend or whatever. Well, it appears someone or some people have rented the Kath and Kim house to film a hardcore adult video.
A porno.
A porno.
No.
Yes.
That's what it's called, Rui.
That's a lot of fans. Fans all over Twitter have been putting up screenshots of stills from the porno and cross-checking that and cross-referencing that with shots from Kath and Kim. Oh. And, you know, the kitchen lines up and the living room lines up.
It is. Actually, it does.
It is.
I know. That is the kitchen there. Look at it. You watch Kath and Kim.
So that's... different that's and unusual, trendy. Bill.
Come on, Kimmy. Look at me. Look at me.
I had that happen to my place one day. Not a porno.
Not
a porno. Oh. But I was driving. I'd bought the house, but I hadn't sessioned. So in between that period where you drive past. I can't wait to get in. And I drove past one day and Glenn Robbins, the great comedian, was standing out the front in a dressing gown with all of these production trucks out the front. And
Glenn Robbins.
Glenn Robbins.
He's come up again.
Hey, Glenn Robbins. That's right. He's a star, Glenn Robbins. And they were filming the Upper Middle Bogan.
Oh, in your house.
In our house. About a week before we were scheduled to move in, Bill.
That's nice. So have you ever seen it and seen your house?
I've seen it, yes.
Oh, right.
Absolutely. It's a little bit weird.
Yeah.
Not as weird as someone
having a porno
in your house, though.
Well, fair to say it was shot a couple over the years. That was a joke.
Don't use your good Bill. Stuff yet, because your actual joke's coming up
would
next.
Would have been on VHS, and you know, Bill.
A beater.
That's the Rush Hour, Triple M. On your home smart speaker.
Hey, Google.
And on your radio. This is Triple M's Rush Hour with Nick Riewoldt and Billy Brownless on tomorrow's show, Bill. See ex-GWS and Collingwood star Heath Shaw.
Oh,
piss.
Heath, have you spoken to Heath a lot?
Oh, not a stack, but you see him around the traps.
Yeah.
What have you spoken done that
about?
For?
Well, we want to talk about things like the smother.
He's just retired. That's what we got him in for.
Cop, that shit sandwich.
I'm on the goal square on my own. Look at me kick a goal. I'm going to kick a goal. Kick it up the third stand. Oh, what happened?
Oh, Bill. Fair dig.
Too far,
I actually think Heath's doing super coach with Herald Sun, so that's why he's coming.
There we go.
Is that we also got what's trending unusual and another quote from Bill, apparently, and a joke.
How long's the sort of life on those?
Until JB's first show and he goes, none of that shit anymore.
He did bring me today and said, I've heard a couple of interesting things on the show, Bill, and they're not going to last. Anyway, this will.
In the day with a laugh, this is Billy's joke.
Well done to the Bucks today, too, winning Super Bowl 55.
Yes. And well done to Rui.
Yeah, well done, Rui. Where's your Buccaneers?
Yeah, go.
On your bucking head.
Yes, Bill.
I asked you out there before and you said, Tampa Bay. And you're supposed to say that, Rui.
Was I?
Yeah.
Let's do it again.
Rui,
see you tomorrow. See you tomorrow, Bill.
Yeah, see you tomorrow. Well done today. Thanks for coming in, mate. Well done.
Good to be back.
718 goals. You've been good. Hey, Rui, where's your Buccaneers?
Yes, Tampa.
No, on your fucking head, you idiot.
Is that the actual joke?
Yeah, that was it.
Oh. That was it. Oh. Hey, did you hear they might be renaming Tampa Bay to Tompa Bay for a day?
Tompa.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, with me?
Yeah.
That's not a joke either.
No.
That's real.
Probably should have said it during the show.
We're still on, aren't we? Yeah. We're still going.
We're still on. Come on, Ruth.
This is the closer, isn't it?
This is it.
Right.
Sing along. And we'll see you tomorrow, Ruth.
What do I mean these words?
Maybe not after that last. You are the king of the divan. Woo!